Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace your IELTS speaking task, describing a virtual networking event. Virtual networking events have become increasingly common in recent years, making them a popular topic for IELTS speaking tasks. This article will guide you through answering questions about attending a virtual networking event, providing sample answers and valuable tips to help you achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Part 1. Introduction and interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about virtual events and networking. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: Have you ever attended a virtual networking event? Band 6-7 answer: Yes, I have. I attended a virtual networking event last year for professionals in my field. It was an interesting experience, quite different from in-person networking. Band 8-9 answer: Indeed, I have. In fact, I've participated in several virtual networking events over the past couple of years. The most memorable one was a global conference for tech entrepreneurs, which brought together professionals from various corners of the world. It was a fascinating experience that highlighted the potential of digital platforms in fostering connections across borders. Question: What do you think are the advantages of virtual networking events? Band 6-7. Answer: I think virtual networking events are convenient because you can join from anywhere. They also save time and money on travel. Plus, you can meet people from different countries easily. Band 8-9 answer. Virtual networking events offer a plethora of advantages. Firstly, they eliminate geographical barriers, allowing participants to connect with professionals from diverse backgrounds and locations. Additionally, they tend to be more time efficient and cost effective, as they negate the need for travel and accommodation expenses. Furthermore, these events often incorporate innovative technologies like AI-powered matchmaking, which can enhance the quality of connections made during the event. Part 2. Long-term cue card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a time when you attended a virtual networking event. You should say when and where it took place, what the purpose of the event was, who attended the event, and explain how you felt about the experience. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to talk about a virtual networking event I attended last summer, which was organized by a prominent tech industry association. The event took place entirely online, with participants joining from various parts of the world through a sophisticated virtual conference platform. The primary objective of this event was to foster connections between professionals in the artificial intelligence and machine learning sectors. It aimed to facilitate knowledge sharing, promote collaboration, and explore potential partnerships among attendees from diverse backgrounds, including researchers, developers, entrepreneurs, and investors. The event attracted a wide array of participants, ranging from fresh graduates to seasoned industry veterans. There were representatives from cutting-edge startups, established tech giants, and renowned academic institutions. This diverse mix of attendees created a vibrant atmosphere conducive to engaging discussions and valuable networking opportunities. Personally, I found the experience to be both enlightening and invigorating. The organizers had implemented several innovative features to enhance interaction, such as AI-powered matchmaking algorithms that suggested potential connections based on shared interests and goals. This streamlined the networking process and helped me forge meaningful connections with like-minded professionals. Moreover, the event featured a series of breakout sessions and virtual rooms where participants could engage in more focused discussions on specific topics. This format allowed for deeper exploration of subjects that interested me and facilitated more intimate conversations with fellow attendees. Overall, I was pleasantly surprised by how effectively the virtual format could replicate the networking experience of in-person events. While it lacked the physical presence and spontaneity of face-to-face interactions, it more than made up for it with its accessibility, efficiency, and the sheer diversity of professionals I was able to connect with. This experience has definitely changed my perspective on virtual networking events, and I now see them as a valuable complement to traditional networking methods in our increasingly digital world. Follow-up questions. How do you think virtual networking events compare to in-person events? Band 6-7. Answer. virtual events are more convenient and can reach more people globally. However, in-person events allow for better personal connections and spontaneous conversations. Both have their advantages, depending on what you're looking for. Band 8-9 Answer. While virtual and in-person networking events each have their merits, they differ significantly in several aspects. Virtual events excel in accessibility and inclusivity, allowing for a more diverse participant pool and eliminating geographical constraints. They also tend to be more time-efficient and cost-effective. However, in-person events offer unparalleled opportunities for building rapport through face-to-face interactions and nonverbal communication. They also facilitate serendipitous encounters that can lead to unexpected collaborations. Ultimately, the ideal approach might be a hybrid model that leverages the strengths of both formats to create a comprehensive networking experience. Do you think virtual networking events will replace traditional face-to-face events in the future? Band 6-7, Answer. I don't think virtual events will completely replace face-to-face events. They might become more common, but people still value personal interactions. Maybe we'll see a mix of both types in the future. Band 8-9, Answer. While virtual networking events have gained significant traction, particularly in light of recent global circumstances, I don't believe they will entirely supplant traditional face-to-face events. Instead, we're likely to see a shift towards a hybrid model that combines the best aspects of both formats. Virtual events will continue to play a crucial role in expanding reach and fostering global connections, while in-person events will retain their importance for building deeper relationships and facilitating spontaneous interactions. The future of networking will likely be more fluid and adaptable, with organizers tailoring event formats to specific objectives and audience preferences, rather than adhering to a one-size-fits-all approach. Part 3. Two-way discussion. Question: how do you think technology has changed the way people network professionally? Band 6-7. Answer. Technology has made networking easier and more accessible. Social media platforms like LinkedIn allow professionals to connect online. Virtual events and video calls have also made it possible to network with people from different countries without traveling. Band 8-9. Answer. Technology has revolutionized professional networking in numerous ways. Firstly, it has dramatically expanded the scope of networking opportunities, transcending geographical boundaries and allowing professionals to forge connections globally. Platforms like LinkedIn have created vast digital ecosystems where individuals can showcase their expertise, engage in industry discussions, and cultivate professional relationships with unprecedented ease. Moreover, technology has introduced novel forms of networking, such as virtual reality conferences and AI-powered matchmaking systems, which enhance the efficiency and effectiveness of networking efforts. These innovations enable more targeted connections based on shared interests and goals, potentially leading to more fruitful collaborations. However, this technological shift has also necessitated the development of new skills, such as digital etiquette and online personal branding. Professionals now need to be adept at presenting themselves effectively in digital spaces and navigating the nuances of virtual communication. While technology has undoubtedly enhanced accessibility and efficiency in networking, it's important to note that it hasn't entirely replaced the value of face-to-face interactions. Instead, it has created a more diverse and dynamic networking landscape where professionals can leverage both online and offline channels to build and maintain their professional networks. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Foster connections. To encourage or promote the growth of relationships. Example: the event aimed to foster connections between entrepreneurs and investors. Plethora. A large or excessive amount. Example: the conference offered a plethora of networking opportunities. Negate the need. Ned. To eliminate the requirement for something. Example: virtual events negate the need for travel expenses. Cutting edge, the most advanced stage of development. Example: the event featured cutting edge technologies and artificial intelligence. Forge meaningful connections, hexens, to establish important and valuable relationships. Example: the networking session helped participants forge meaningful connections with industry leaders. Excel in, to be exceptionally good at something. Example, virtual events excel in bringing together diverse groups of professionals. Leverage the strengths, to use something to maximum advantage. Example, a hybrid model can leverage the strengths of both virtual and in-person networking. Transcend geographical boundaries, trend boundaries, to go beyond physical limitations of location. Example, online platforms allow professionals to transcend geographical boundaries and connect globally. Examiner's advice, to achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test when discussing virtual networking events, use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced words and phrases related to technology, networking, and professional development. Provide detailed responses. Elaborate on your answers with specific examples and personal experiences. Demonstrate critical thinking. Analyze the advantages and disadvantages of virtual networking, comparing them to traditional methods. Use appropriate tenses. Practice using different tenses correctly, especially when describing past experiences and discussing future implications. Maintain fluency. Aim for smooth delivery without long pauses. Use linking words to connect your ideas coherently. Show awareness of global trends. Demonstrate your understanding of how virtual networking fits into broader technological and professional trends. Practice pronunciation. Pay attention to the correct pronunciation of technical terms and complex vocabulary. By following these tips and incorporating the provided vocabulary and sample answers, you'll be well prepared to tackle questions about virtual networking events in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, the key to success is practice and confidence in expressing your ideas. For more guidance on preparing for other IELTS speaking topics, check out our articles on describing a time when you had to manage a virtual event and describing a time when you attended a virtual workshop. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.